the disruption and division of the Missouri Synod began essentially with the Statement of the 44, unresolved, but it certainly began earlier than that. We have older pastors in the Missouri Synod who simply were never, for instance, on the issue of communion practice, they were never taught the church's official position. In fact, they were taught quite something else in the seminary. And we have gone through tremendous internal upheaval. Just when we were coming out of the upheaval of the 70s, just as that was happening, 84, 85, we got hit with a whole church growth movement, Fuller movement, and all those church growth issues, which immediately polarized us on the issues of worship. So it's a real challenge we face to be faithful to our fundamental principles, our confessional principles. I'm a pastor. I deal with issues pastorally. I deal with issues constantly. I deal with issues carefully, but persistently. And I'm not a bull in a china shop, but I'm going to be faithful. You can count on that.